Can help. Doesn't matter what you've gone through, what you may be bound in, He is the God of freedom today. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Turn to somebody this morning and say, God is a good, good God. Amen. Why don't you just stand this morning and open your Bibles. Turn with me if you will. Hallelujah. God, you are so good, so wonderful. Amen. Psalm 78 and verse 41. Psalm 78 and verse 41. It's good to see you this morning. God bless you. Amen. God is so good. Good to have all of you out there this morning. We want to get into some word this morning. Let the word get into us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, again and again, they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Amen. Let's hold up our Bibles this morning and say it like we mean it. Come on, say it, Pastor. This is my Bible. I am what it says I have. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody and say, no limits here. Amen. Praise God. No limits here, man. You may be seated this morning. God is so good in this place. Amen. He is good in this place. Right here. Amen. He is so good. Amen. You know, there is no limit to what God can do in our lives. There is no limit. I love speed. I love when Tom Cruise says in Top Gun, I have the need for speed. Right? I love speed. I love going fast. You know, I like fast cars, man. I mean, they're just awesome. I like fast planes. They're awesome. I just enjoy speed. Amen. And I'm so glad, you know, we've got limits here on earth, but when you're up flying, there's really no limits. It's up in certain areas. So you can go as fast as you want to go. Man, I love that. I always wanted to go to the Autobahn and get into a nice Porsche and just go, man, and just go fast because there's no limits. I am so thankful that in God, He has no limits. We can go in Him and have everything that He has for us in this life. Amen? Hallelujah. So the Bible tells us here that we can limit God, but we don't want to limit Him. We want to take off the limits and allow God to be in our lives using us in great ways and in great capacities. Amen? So God wants to use us, and we want to understand who we are and what that applies to in our life. Amen? We want to make our minds in line with what He says about us and what we have. We want to put our place and our minds in Him. This world right now seemingly is going crazy. But God didn't want you there, amen? God's got good for you. God's got stability for you. God's got good hope for you, amen? And God's got places for you to go in your life where there's no limits for you in Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So there's no inferiority complex within us. Turn to somebody and say, no inferiority complex here. That's why Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, you know, I don't know where you were as a kid or growing up, but some of you may have felt, and some of you may have carried that into your present life, inferior about certain areas of your life. If you're feeling inferior, you're limited. God doesn't want you to go by that feeling. He wants you going by the Word of God and what He says about you. He doesn't want you feeling inferior, amen. God has got greatness in you this morning. The Bible says, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. But if we're not careful, we'll go by what people impose on us and what people begin to think about us or say about us. But I want to tell you this morning, it doesn't matter what anyone says about you. It matters what God's Word says about you. Because it's in God's Word that you really find who you are and what you have in Jesus Christ. Turn to somebody and say, He's preaching to you right now. The people here in this verse in Psalms, they actually limited God from entering into the rest that God had provided for them. And many times, if we're not careful with the way we get an image in our mind about ourselves, we limit God for entering in all that he has for us. You see, that's where the enemy wants to battle you, is right here in your mind. That's where you've got to take the limits off and receive everything God has for you, that you were designed to be successful, that you were designed to fly and not crash. Amen and amen. That God's got greatness for you in this life. God wants to use you in mighty ways. Oh, amen and amen. So you've got to remove the limitations in all the areas of your life in order for that to take place. And the way you do that is by reflecting on what God says you are and who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen? I want you to turn over to a story in Numbers chapter 11. We're going to put this up in the Amplified, if you would, Aaron. Numbers 13 and verse 26, starting with verse 26. Number 13 and 26. I want you to look at this. Then came to Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregations of the son of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh, and brought back word to them, to all the congregation, and showed them the land's fruit. Now listen to this, next verse. They reported to Moses and said, "We went up in the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit." Amen. Next verse. "But the people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified, walled, and very large. Moreover, we saw their descendants of Anak, people of great stature and courage." Right? "The people descend from Amalek, live in the land of Negev, south of the country. The Hittite, the Jebusite, and the Amorite live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live by the Dead Sea and along the side of the Jordan." Turn to somebody and say, "Pastor did really good there." There you go. "Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said," listen to what he said, "let us go up at once and take possession of it, for we will certainly," I love that word, "we will certainly," you need to get that word in your vocabulary, "we will certainly conquer it. We will certainly get over this thing. We will certainly get past this virus." Come on, somebody. "We will certainly get past the madness going on out there. We're certainly going to get through this. We're certainly going to receive our healing. We're certainly going to be prosperous." Amen. "We're certainly know the direction of the Lord. We're certainly, we have the peace of God in our lives today. We are a certain people based on God's word. We're going to conquer this thing. We're going to get over it." Turn to somebody and say, "You're going to get through it, baby." Amen. "You're going to make it." Hallelujah. "You're going to come out with no smoke on you." "We're certainly able to get through this. You're going to get through this thing. Your business is going to prosper in the midst of this. You're going to see turnaround coming your way. You keep focused on what God has for you. Keep your focus on the Word of God, not on CNN or whoever else may be out there. We will certainly conquer it." I love this. This is the voice of faith, by the way. This is the voice of faith. Amen. Put on the voice of faith in your vocabulary. When you're facing things, get the voice of faith out of your mouth. Amen. "We will certainly conquer it." Next verse. Listen to this. "But the men who had gone up with him said," you know, there's always naysayers. Somebody's always going to come along and try to rain on your parade. You may be having the best day, and all of a sudden somebody comes along and starts raining on you. Somebody filled with drama, and they're trying to pull you into their drama, those drama mamas. I'm going to tell you, you've got to cut loose with some people at times. You might have to do it for a season. Well, do it for a season. But don't let them pull you down to where you are. You stay up here. Amen? "But the men who had gone up with him, we are not able to go up against the people of Canaan, for they are too strong for us." What a different perspective. What two different sides. Look at this. Next verse. So they gave the Israelites a bad report about the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we went in spying it out is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people there we saw are men of great stature. They're giants. Well, guess what? We are giant slayers. Are we not? Amen. Hallelujah. We have the spirit of David, right? We are a giant is nothing for us. There we saw Nephilim, the son of Anak. Here we go again. A part of Nephilim, and we were like grasshoppers. Grasshoppers. Where were they like grasshoppers at? They were like grasshoppers where? In God's sight? No. In the people's sight? No. In their own sight. We are like grasshoppers in our own sight. Church, I'm going to tell you, you're talking about having an inferiority complex. That is exactly what they had. And many times when we look at ourselves, we say, oh, we're so inadequate. We're never going to make it. We're never going to get through. We're never going to accomplish anything. You know, God can't use me. Well, that is a lie from hell. If God can use a donkey, he can use you. Turn to somebody and say, amen to that. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God is such a good, good God. He loves us so very much this morning. He wants you to get a vision and a plan in your heart. He wants you to have his vision, his plan for your life. Praise God. That plan comes from God's word. That plan comes from transforming your mind to what God's mind says. That's how we prove the perfect will of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2. You prove his will by transforming your mind to what God says about you and not what somebody else says about you. Caleb had confidence. He had in the ability of God. Regardless how strong the enemy seems to appear, we should be thankful for people like Caleb in our life. Thank God for somebody that comes along and straightens you up once in a while. Pulls you out, speaks to you straight. A lot of people can't handle that, but I've had people speak straight in my life, and I'm thankful for the straight people that try to say that real fast, right? The people that have spoken straight into my life, not out of harsh criticism, not out of a critical spirit, but out of love. Amen. Man, I'm telling you, man, there's Calebs that God has for us. Thank God for those that speak out of love in our life. Like, what you doing down there, man? Get yourself up. You're better than that. Come on, man, you can do this. Man, you're greater than this. Hey, that thing is nothing for you. Man, thank God for encouragers. Aren't you glad for encouragers? Amen. Aren't you glad for that? Amen. Let's drop on down. Let's look at Numbers chapter 14. Let's look at verse 1 through 3. Numbers 14, 1 through 3. Then all the congregation of Israel raised their voices and cried out, and the people wept that night. They were having a pity party, right? All of Israel murmured in discontent in their tent against Moses and Aaron. It's always against leadership. I never understood that, you know, but and the whole congregation said to them, oh, that we have died in the land of Egypt, or that we had died in this wilderness. That's pretty bad. Have you ever been there? Turn to somebody and say, have you ever been there? Why is the Lord bringing us to the land of Canaan to fall by the sword? Our wives, our children will become plunder. Would it not have been better for us to return to Egypt? Look at verse 6 through 8. Verse 6 through 8. Drop on down. Verse 6 through 8. Look at this. Amen. Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes as a sign of grief. Next verse. And they spoke to all the congregations of the sons of Israel. The land through which we passed as spies is what? Exceedingly good land. You know what was going on? One was seeing through the eyes of the flesh, and the other was seeing through the eyes of faith. It is a total different perspective when you're seeing through the carnal instead of the supernatural. God has given us the natural on our natural that we may see the supernatural and not the carnal. Amen. Look at the next verse. Amen. Exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land which flows with what? Milk and honey. Drop down to verse 24. Amen. Verse 24. Look at this. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land into which he has entered, and his descendants shall take possession of it. Caleb had a different spirit. What was the spirit that Caleb had? He had the spirit of faith. Because it's through faith that we subdue kingdoms. It's through faith that we conquer. It's through faith, amen, that we win. It's through faith, amen, that we overcome. It's by faith we overcome the things of this world. He had the spirit of faith, amen. The people were defeated in their own minds before they even started. Man, they were thinking negative because of what they saw naturally instead of the supernatural. But Caleb had the spirit of faith. He was willing to believe and trust God in the midst of everything. Amen? Just like the children of Israel, God wants to take us into a land that is exceedingly good. Can you turn somebody and say, amen, hallelujah. God is so good. Look at Ephesians chapter 3, verses 15 through 20. Ephesians 3, 15 through 20. Look at this morning. This is good. From whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name, God the first and the ultimate Father. May he grant you out of the riches of his glory to be strengthened. Some of us really need to be strengthened right now. To be strengthened, because what we're hearing all the time is bombarding into our souls. So we need to be strengthened in our soulish man. Strengthened and spiritually energized with power through a spirit in your inner self, indwelling your innermost being and personality. Wow, that is a mouthful. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and may you, having been deeply rooted and securely grounded in love. I want you to look at this. Be fully capable of comprehending with all saints, God's people, the width and length and height and depth of his love, fully experiencing that amazing, endless love. Whoa, that's what God wants us to do. Amen, and have and comprehend. Next verse. And that you may come to know practically through the personal experience the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled up throughout your being to all the fullness of God, so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your life, completely filled and flooded with God himself. Who wants that? Woo! That is so good. Let me give you one more. Amen. Because this is where it is. Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and to do super abundantly. Everybody say super abundantly. Super abundantly more. Super abundant is like overflow. But he says, I'm going to do super abundant and more than all that we dare to ask or think. What? Infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to what? His power where? That is at work within us. God said, turn to somebody and say, just get your thinking right. Amen. Begin to know that God's got supernatural, abundant blessing in you today. Amen. For you today, not only for you, but for everyone that you come in contact with. Amen. So you got to take the limits off and start thinking bigger. Start dreaming bigger. Start praying bigger. Start expecting bigger. Well, Lord, you know, I just make $2.50 an hour. That's all I'm worth. You better take the limits off. You better start thinking, oh, come on, Lord. You're the Father of a thousand hills. Hallelujah. Father, you can teach me. God, teach me in your ways. Teach me to be entrepreneur here, God. I'm worth much more than $2.50 an hour. fact, God, I believe I'm worth about $35, $45. Actually, I believe I'm worth about $90 an hour. Actually, Lord, I think I'm worth about $120. What did those doctors get an hour, Lord? I believe I'm worth their salary. Oh, what was that, Lord? Yeah, Lord, I received that. Who's that guy that owns that Tesla? What's his name? Yeah, Lord, I receive his income, Jesus. Wow. Take the limits off. Don't let somebody put something on you years ago, amen, that's not you. You're a new creation in Jesus Christ, amen? You need to know who you are. Listen to this. Henry Ford said this, and I love this. Listen to this. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. I want to give that again to you. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. What are you thinking? Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. 2 Timothy 1:6. Look at this. 2 Timothy 1:6. Y'all still with me this morning? Hang in there. I got a few more stuff I want to give you. I got some nuggets here I want to give you this morning. Paul writing to Timothy, that is why I remind you to fan into the flame, fan into flame the gracious gift of God, that inner fire, the special endowment, which is in you through the laying on of hands, which those of the elders at your ordination. Paul wrote Timothy, and he told Timothy, Timothy, by the way, he got his name because it's derived from timid. Timothy had an inferiority complex, and Paul had to write him and remind him of who he was and says, Timothy, you need to stir up the flame that's in you. You need to, you know, stoke the coals that's in you, Timothy, and remind yourself of what you have in you. Once in a while, we've got to stir up the coals within us and start reminding ourselves of who we are in Jesus Christ. Fan the flames of the Holy Spirit within you. Hold your head up high and start reminding yourself who you are. The enemy's number one job is trying to get you to forget who you are in Christ and know your true identity. Amen? And it's not in somebody's opinion of you. First of all, I want you to turn over to Psalm 139, verse 14. Psalm 139, verse 14. Come on. Hallelujah. Psalm 139, verse 14. Oh, I will give thanks and praise to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Turn to somebody and say, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So you got to turn off the old recording, amen, that you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, you'll never amount to anything. You got to turn that off and start reprogramming your mind that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, amen. When you get up in the morning and you look into the mirror, don't look at how old you may look. Don't look at the wrinkles. Come on, somebody. Don't look at the extra weight, but get in the mirror and say, good morning, amazing. You look great today. Start talking to yourself. Amen. Start telling yourself who you are in Jesus Christ, because the Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And if I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, that's what I'm going to start declaring over myself. Amen. I'm going to believe what the Word of God tells me and not what somebody else in Hollywood would tell me. Hallelujah. Second thing you need to know this morning is you are righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Put it up in the Amplified. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Look at this. Amen. He made Christ who knew no sin to judicially be sin on our behalf, so that in him we would become the righteousness of God, that is, we would be made acceptable to him and placed in a right relationship with him by his gracious, loving kindness. One of the things the enemy wants to attack the most is your righteousness. And if you don't have the understanding that you're not right by doing, amen, but you're right by being in Jesus Christ, then you're going to be off all the time. Because it's not about what you've done, it's about what he's did and what he's made you. And he's made you in right standing with God. And since you're in right standing with God, that opens up the door for you to receive everything that God has for you. Amen and amen. So you've got to understand and declare every day, even when, especially when you mess up. You got to declare, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am, amen, I am more than a conqueror. Woo, hallelujah. The moment you believe, God made you righteous. You can't get any more right than you are right now. You might do right things, but you do those accidentally more than you ever did before. Because you know now that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? Wow. You're no longer, number three, you're no longer living under guilt, shame, and condemnation. No longer. That is not you. Well, why do I feel that way? Well, get off your feeler. Get over to the Word. Amen? Romans 8:1, New American Standard. Look what it says. I love the New American Standard. It really brings out the Greek. It tells us exactly who we are. Therefore, there is now. Did you notice now? Did you notice now? What does now mean? Does that mean yesterday? Does that mean tomorrow? Does that mean what you did yesterday? Does that mean what you did tomorrow? Does that mean what you do after church? Does that mean what you did before church? No, you know what now means? Now, right now, now is ever present with me. Now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. 1 John 2:20. 1 John 2:20. Man, I could preach on all this hours, but I'm not going to. I just want to give you some stuff. I want to put you in a reminder. Why are you doing this morning, Pastor? Because I believe a lot of people right now are under this attack. And I want to tell you, what we're going through is nothing more an attack of the enemy to try to divide people, to try to conquer, to try to mess up all types of things out there. But I declare to you this morning that we are all right in God. Amen? Listen to this. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know. I want to put this up in the Good News translation. Do you have the Good News back there, brother? Can you put this up in the Good News? You don't have it? If you don't have it, I've got it, and I'm going to give it to you. Are you ready? But you have had the Holy Spirit poured out on you by Christ. Amen. And so all of you know the truth. All of you know the truth. You have an anointing. Turn to somebody and say, I am anointed. The anointing is the ability or the power to get results. So we get results. When we pray, we get results. When we speak the word, we get results. When we lay hands on the sick, we get results. We speak that word, amen. You have the anointing. You have the power in you to get results, and you know all the truth. The anointing is in you. The truth is in you. And it's the truth you know that's in you that does you good. Hallelujah. You live by faith. Turn to somebody and say, I live by faith. Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. Now listen to me. We're not living by our faith. We're living by His faith. We live by His faith, not by our faith. Our faith doesn't amount to a whole lot at times. But His faith is powerful. And His faith is in me. And Paul says, I live now by the faith that's in Him. My living, my faith is in Him, not in me. Y'all got to get this. Because that, my faith is in Him. My faith is in what He's done, amen. My faith is what He's accomplished, not what I accomplish, amen. I live by the faith in Him, hallelujah. So now I have faith in Him. My faith is in him. It's in his faith. Woo! I transfer my faith into his faith. Turn to somebody else and say, I am a dual citizen. I'm a dual citizen. I'm a citizen of Arkansas, and then I'm a citizen of the United States. Arkansas is another country. You know that, right? Just want to say, if you're from Texas, you'd really say that, right? You are dual citizens this morning. We get so bogged down and so hung up on this world. Let me tell you something about this world. This world is passing. I want to give you a powerful verse. Would you turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27 and 28? Hallelujah. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken. As of things that are made, everything in this world can be shaken. Everything in this world, in our world lately especially, is Groundhog Day over and over again. You had to see the movie. Amen. Everything seemingly is being shaken. Our government's being shaken. Lives are being shaken. Financial institutions are being shaken. Everything that is in this world is temporary and can be shaken. Right? Amen? As of things that are made, that are things that which cannot be shaken, may remain. Turn to somebody and say, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. How many would say amen to that? How many know of lives that have been shaken in the last year? I mean, some people have just been really shaken. This virus thing has shaken so many people. This virus is shaken, but it shouldn't shake us. Anything that goes on in the world does not shake the kingdom of God. He said those things can be shaken, will be shaken, that are made by hands. But the things which cannot be shaken may remain. You and I cannot be shaken because we're built and are citizens of a different kingdom and a different king and a different country and a different world. Next verse, amen. Look at this. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Come on, somebody. Amen. You and I are steadfast, unremovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We cannot be shaken in our spirit man. Our spirit man is as steady as can be. Although all things around us seem to be shaken, I want to tell you this morning, your spirit man will never be shaken. We're receiving a kingdom. Our kingdom is not of this world. My president is not Donald Trump. My president is Jesus Christ. He is the King of all kings. Cannot be shaken. Let us have, come on somebody, let us have what? Grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Let us have favor, guys. Let us have the favor of God upon us because we're not going to be shaken. Although those things out there are being shaken and people are being shaken, you and I do not have to be shaken. We should be doing the shakening. Because there's a lot of people that need to wake up right now and realize that Jesus is still Lord. Thank you for your enthusiasm there. Hallelujah. Man, Jesus, I've got so much more, but I'm not going to go through that. Amen. Let me just give you this. Joshua 1:8. How do you prevent from being shaken? How do you know your identity in Christ? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, even in the midst of all this stuff, amen, and then you will have good success. God's got goodness and prosperity and success for you, and your spirit man is at peace today. Line up your soul with what your spirit man has, amen? Because I'm telling you, that spirit man is not shaking you today. That spirit man is just steady as a rock, hallelujah. For then you make your way prosperous. How do we do that? We meditate. Holly talked a little bit about this morning. We meditate. We put our mind on it. It's like a cow chewing cud. You ever see a cow chew cud? I was on a farm yesterday. I went out on a little farm. And I watched these cows. They were out there, and they were chewing, and then they'd swallow, and they'd come back up, and they'd chew some more, and they'd swallow, and they'd come back up, and they'd chew some more. That's what meditate means. You meditate on it till you get it way down in there, and you bring it back up. You chew on it some more, and you get it way back down there. Meditate on that word, amen? That's what God desires for. Let's stand this morning, amen? Let's give God some praise today, amen? Hallelujah. How many know you're of a kingdom that cannot be shaken today? Amen. Hallelujah. How many know we're overcomers today? Praise God. In every area of life, we are overcomers. You're out there listening today. You're an overcomer today. You do not have to be overcome with whatever's going out there in the world. God has made you an overcomer. Amen. We are more than conquerors through Him that what? Loved us. Hold up your hands this morning. Let's make a few confessions today. Jesus, thank you today. I know who I am, and I know what I possess. Your kingdom lives in me. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost lives in me. Thank you, Lord, for the stability in my life. When everything is shaken, I will not be shaken. I have the mind of Christ. I have the faith of Jesus, and I declare it out of my mouth. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I overcome everything that is set against me. I am a winner today. I have a new identity. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give God some praise this morning. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah! Man, turn around to somebody and say, I serve a good God. How about you? Praise God.